As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us all, we call to our own mighty I Am presence to bless him and draw forth from the heart of the central sun the mightiest love and gratitude of which we are capable, and pouring it to him who through the centuries has held the magnet of his love before the attention of mankind, may now receive back our love and gratitude in the name of all mankind to help complete the work of the centuries. Beloved ones of my heart, it is with great joy that I come again into your midst. I bring the answers to your calls, for such shall appear in outer manifestation. Be of good cheer, beloved of the light. No call from your heart's love can go unanswered. Rest assured of that. The great cosmic law demands a certain amount of attention to be held upon the great perfection of life before the outer manifestation is complete. But the call from the heart of love must be answered from the heart of love in the central sun. You who have poured your love to me shall yet feel the power of my love clothing you and strengthening you to go forward to compel the victory your heart's desire and that the cosmic law demands in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. I want you to feel tonight an explanation in the use of the great authority of life, which I trust will forever remain with you as a day star, whose light draws you on and whose love is the power with which to accomplish anything your hearts desire in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. I want you to feel that there is no authority in this world, no authority in all creation, except the authority of the beloved I Am presence. That is the authority of the life within the great central sun. But that which seems to be authority in the outer world, unless it be the command for perfection, is not the authority of the great central sun, the mighty I Am presence there. Therefore, I wish you to realize that in moving among the rest of mankind, life gives this, that, or the other one a responsibility. And what seems to be authority in the outer world, if mankind understood that all responsibility is a trust from the mighty I Am presence, so that you are to call its flame into action to carry that responsibility honorably to the fulfillment of the great divine plan that blesses all, then no human authority could ever touch you. Now I know that while you're here in our radiation, you feel that. And your reason tells you that that is the truth. And you know it to be balanced and constructive. But the thing that touches you in the outer world, when you enter into the energy of the physical activities of mankind, then that vibratory action makes you feel that it is the authority and that your presence has receded somewhere. Well, we're going to reverse that. And I want you to follow me closely tonight, because this is the law of that which creates. When you place your attention upon the outer world activities, you have to give your life energy there. And your life going in to the conditions of the outer world make grow and expand in those conditions whatever is within your consciousness at the time. And then the world's life gives back to you that which you poured into it through your attention upon it. And that is the way your life draws back to you that which you create in the outer world. Now, when the farmer places corn in the ground, that which he gives into the ground multiplies and comes back to him like its kind. So if you give your life energy to the outer world, you will but draw back to yourselves that which is in the outer world, or that which is in your life's consciousness as you pour it into the outer world. Therefore, if you want the perfection that is in our octave, then your attention and the energy of your life must come to your presence and come into our octave and there grow, as it were, that which you desire of perfection. And then our perfection of life comes back into you and your world. Now, unless you give your life to a thing, it does not grow, it does not live. So everything in your being and world lives by your life, be it harmonious or otherwise. What you place through the energy of your life into this world will grow and come back to you. Whatever you place in our octave of your life's energy will grow that which is in our octave and bring it back to you. Therefore, unless mankind will place their attention upon us, they have no solution of the problems of this world, and they have no way and means of withdrawing from human authority. Now, the discord and the human creation of the outer world never was given any authority and does not have now before the great law of the universe. For the only authority in all life is the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's octave, whether that be the I Am Presence of the individual or that of the Great Central Sun or the Ascended Masters. The only authority in all creation is the perfection of life. Please remember that. Therefore, when I said, ask the Father what ye will in my name, and he will give it to you, then do you not see that I, having become the cosmic Christ, which is all authority of the sacred fire, is the power and the authority and the way and means that life provides to dissolve and consume the human, whether it be the manifestation or the usurped authority of the outer self. The cosmic fire from our octave can burn out of existence human creation and human authority, human ideas, human feelings, and human manifestations everywhere in this world. Therefore, when you take the responsibility of life's authority, you take the responsibility of using the cosmic fire that produces perfection and dissolves everything unlike itself. Therefore, it's a vastly different thing in the use of these great powers of the cosmic fire in your decrees, and in your mental and feeling world than using the so-called mental power that mankind have used in the outer world to create discord. Now the discord mankind have created, having condensed into substance, vibrates at whatever quality mankind have placed within that. And because their attention is there, feeling that all authority is in this world, then their own creations have come back and are the authority over the body. And that is why destruction continues to exist. And if you are to rise up of the enslavement of human authority in this physical world and the conditions it has imposed upon life, then you must give time and attention to your mighty I Am presence and to us long enough to pour your energy there that it may draw forth the cosmic fire to dissolve what you do not want, and out of the cosmic fire condense the manifestation that you do want. Therefore, try to realize there is no authority anywhere in the universe except the authority of the perfection of the sacred fire, which comes only from the beloved I Am presence. And every ascended master is the authority of that cosmic fire. I want you to feel this deeply tonight, because in facing responsibilities, many times the human fears or is in distress or is under tension through fear, either of failure or the domination of destructive forces. And when you understand that every responsibility is a trust from life, and that is the only authority in creation, then the outer self will not become egotistical or troublesome in the outer because it thinks it's an authority over some other part of God's life. No one in this world is any authority over your life except your own beloved I Am presence. I'm the ascended host and the power of the cosmic fire, which contains only perfection for you. Now that does not mean that you're not to cooperate with others who are trying to accomplish something that is constructive, because it should be your great joy and privilege, and I'm sure you all have the proof of it here, of how much happiness you can have if you take the responsibility of life in bringing forth the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And know always that all the cosmic fiery love of perfection without limit is yours to command and draw by the great central sun magnet's power into your outer use to bring perfection to your heart's content everywhere in the physical world. There couldn't be the desire in you to draw forth this greater perfection if there were not within the cosmic fire the way and means of doing it through the happiness of love. And now, why do you think I have gone to such length to explain to you the honor life bestows upon you when it gives you a responsibility? Why do you think I'm asking that tonight? Because we are hoping that you will take the responsibility of demanding that the law of forgiveness in your being and world becomes an all-consuming flame of victorious cosmic Christ power, by which you may free yourselves, by which you may free your nation, by which you may release the powers of nature from the discord imposed upon them by mankind. Someone, my dear ones, must forgive the human creation. And what does that mean? It means that you take the responsibility of drawing cosmic Christ fire into conditions that are wrong, and you give the fire of eternal authority and perfection into the conditions that are wrong to compel their correction. So if you choose to be my ascended Jesus Christ, forgiving fire, you will draw into your own feeling world the same great ease and relaxation which my love has throughout the centuries poured forth into conditions that were destructive and compelled by that fire, those conditions to become perfection. And this is the power we are waiting to bestow upon you all. It is the power we want you to use. It is the power we offer without limit. And it is the power you have to have if you're going to have freedom, if you're going to give freedom, if you're going to defend freedom on this earth. For freedom, which is the authority of life to produce perfection without delay or interruption of any kind, that freedom has been throughout the centuries held within the sacred fire. And that is the fire of the cosmic Christ. Now, when you move into outer conditions, or you issue your decrees for the changing of conditions in the physical world, as you acknowledge yourselves the fiery cosmic Christ victory that is all authority throughout creation, then that love must come into you to bring the ease and the supply and the protection of all that is constructive. That is why I said, what I have done, all men shall do, and greater things than these shall ye do. I knew whereof I spoke, because it was the power of this cosmic fire, of the love from my beloved I Am presence, that enabled me to hold the mastery and use the master powers that produced the miracles and the perfection for the people of that age. No destructive force can touch you, my loved ones, when you enter in and dwell within and use in everything this fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ. It is the only authority throughout all creation. And when we are using this phrase, the victorious presence of the cosmic Christ from the mighty I Am presence of the great central sun, it is the focus of certain powers and activities of the cosmic fire that abide in the upper atmosphere of Earth, which is spoken of as the octave of light, but is not the ascended master's octave. We are drawing the cosmic fire from our octave into the upper atmosphere of Earth to help govern the pressure by that fire element that holds mankind from going on with any further destruction. So if we place upon you the responsibility of being the law of forgiveness to life wherever you move, try to know that that is the use of the cosmic Christ, the victorious cosmic Christ, fire by which you dissolve and consume that which you forgive. You give this fire for that which is impure. Therefore, you remove the dishonor from the universe that mankind's discord has placed upon life, and you become the honor flame, as the beloved Godfrey said several years ago. You become the honor flame of God's cosmic heart. For when you say, I am the fiery Christ, you draw that love from the heart of the mighty I Am Presence, your presence and the great central sun, into the very atmosphere about you. And as you do that more and more, not only will you live in its greater perfection, but you will find others who come within your atmosphere will breathe in that same cosmic fire, and it will begin to perfect their worlds the same as yours. So in taking the responsibility of forgiving that which is imperfect, it is really just another way of saying that we are placing upon you the responsibility of using the cosmic Christ fire everywhere you move to purify and perfect conditions in order to save that which is constructive everywhere that you abide. When we gave you the use of our ascended master consciousness, we gave you the use of our direction of this cosmic fire, and you have none of you quite realized how great that fire is and how magnificent are the manifestations that come from within the fire. Because these manifestations are what we want to establish as a permanent part of the structure of Earth. These things must come forth, my dear ones. Constructive people must understand that they must reach into our octave if they are to have any help in this world. Now, when the mighty Saint Germain, long ago on Atlantis, when he was head of an entire nation, sustained them by precipitation, they didn't lift their hands to a thing. Then, because his consciousness was in that great octave of perfection, he drew that perfection into their outer use. And when, because of rebellion against the requirements of the cosmic law, that power was withdrawn, they had to be taught how to use their own life energy to grow the plant life in order to have food for the body. They had to give their life into the ground in order to raise the food to sustain the body. That was where their attention went on the enslavement of mankind through the centuries. Is the result of that. Now, if you are to be free from the enslavement of the outer world, then your attention must go to your presence and must come to our octave. You must come to our octave for the perfect ideas by which you do everything in your daily work in the physical world. You must come to our octave for the feeling of love that keeps the energy of your emotional bodies purified, balanced, and under your own possession and control. You must come to our octave to see the pictures of the perfection that is ours. And those pictures, held within your own life's energy, become the physical things and the physical conditions in this world that bring you greater perfection. Therefore, when long ago we offered our ascended master consciousness to mankind for use, they did not understand what we meant. But hour by hour, is this great cosmic Christ fire, burning away more and more of the obstruction in the actual brain structure of mankind's physical bodies, and is attuning the atmosphere of Earth to a vibratory action where the bodies will have to respond to that higher rate of vibration or they will pass out. So may I say to you, in the use of this victorious cosmic Christ fire, which we have drawn to your attention, you are really drawing the sustaining power into your atomic structure to make your bodies the greater perfection of the higher mental body of each life stream. So all the time that you take responsibility in the outer world, whereby you are forced to use or draw forth this cosmic Christ fire to accomplish what you choose in the outer, all the time that is raising the vibratory action of your own physical atomic structure into more activities of the cosmic fire. So your own heart's flame is growing brighter and growing greater in your use of the cosmic fire to correct conditions in the physical world. So do you not see, you cannot give help to the outer world through the use of our great cosmic Christ fire without raising yourselves into more of our perfection. So to give is to receive, and to use this great fire of creation to dissolve and consume the human is to raise yourselves ever closer to us until our powers of life come into you just naturally, and you find yourselves producing what the world calls miracles. And yet even you know not how. You will begin to use the power before you completely understand it. But as you use it, it will reveal itself to you and illumine you from within yourselves by its own divine fire. It is during this class that we intend to increase that, intensifying it every hour in more and more of your outer activities, until everything would become easier, everything would become more joyous, and yet, as you take a responsibility that sometimes seems to weigh heavily upon you, will you find that not so heavy as you anticipated? And that is what love can do in the use of the cosmic fire of the victorious Christ. Try to acknowledge yourselves the fiery, victorious, cosmic Christ. Fill yourselves with that flame. It is as real as reality can ever be, and is the only true authority of perfection from your own beloved I Am Presence. It is the only authority from our octave, from the central sun, from the physical sun. It's the only authority that can produce perfection into manifestation anywhere in the universe. And this is eternal happiness. Try to feel with all the joy of your beings that to use this great cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ is the greatest privilege in all eternity. And out of that use will come your freedom, your forgiveness to the world around you, your greater use of the master powers of our great world, and your privilege to flood into the world about you the happiness that honors God because it is eternal. And oh, dear hearts, move into outer action with that decree I gave long, long ago. I am the resurrection and the life. And follow that with whatever power you desire to use in the outer. Oh, were you to take your stand that I am the resurrection and the life. Ah, the victorious cosmic Christ fire to the earth that causes mankind to arise and go unto the Father, the mighty I Am presence. Go unto the God flame of the universe and there receive their freedom. Then they will draw that back into outer manifestation. And you cannot change your outer conditions in this world except by this use of the fire element of the cosmic Christ. And you may have all the victory you desire. All the cosmic powers of its magnificent action in your outer use today, tomorrow, forever. By your energy and attention coming to your presence and to us and calling this into the physical octave in which you live, move, and have your being through these physical bodies. Demand with every fiber of your being all the powers of the victorious cosmic Christ and its fiery action in the physical world that produces perfection here for eternity. Let that great victorious cosmic Christ fire possess you, govern everything in your world, and be for you the authority of the cosmic law. I am talking tonight in words of eternal command. And when you understand all the power that you can release, when you demand this cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ be the only authority in your world and be the perfection that you desire in the physical octave to give freedom to life, and your joy is in using that power to free all life from the human, then will responsibility become a joy and your experiences become the miracles of perfection's flame. Call forth the fiery power of perfection's flame, the fiery power of the victorious Christ, the cosmic Christ in physical action, and see for yourselves the truth of my words in this world. And the more you use this, the sooner we can come in the visible, tangible body to greet you. And may I say that when we come, it is not just to answer your calls for the enjoyment of our presence. It is to bring to the earth this greater cosmic Christ fire that shall make mankind behold the only authority of all creation and know for all time in the future that they have no power except this power of the cosmic fire to produce perfection according to the divine law. So if we come to educate mankind, it is because the great beings will no longer permit mankind's further creation of frightful distress. You demand that every wrong in this world be consumed now by such cosmic Christ fire, such victory of that cosmic Christ fire, as shall compel mankind to be illumined and remember forever there is only one authority of all the universe, and it is the everlasting perfection of the cosmic fire of our love. Move into outer action. Charge it into your affairs 1,000 times a day. Do not attempt anything in the physical world till you have called the victorious presence of cosmic Christ fire into your affairs, into your bodies, into your conditions, into the people you contact, into your nation, into the air you breathe, until you are conscious of that living fire as all of all, and its perfection from the mighty I Am presence is its own dominion in you. Then will you and the Father become one. Then will the higher mental body take up its residence even in the atomic structure, because the structure itself of the flesh body has become purified and luminous by this flame. Love it with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your feeling, with all the energy of your being. Love it into outer physical action. Acknowledge its presence. Give unto it all authority to possess all that you contact. And let the sacred fire illumine you with all that is within its heart. And then you will know from the heights of creation the great divine plan ahead of time. And you will know the way and means by which you fulfill it, by the carrying of responsibility that life honors you by bestowing. Every responsibility you take is a trust from life, for life is trusting that you will call this cosmic Christ victorious fire into the physical octave to produce its everlasting perfection, which only exists in that fire. Life, all life, wherever you move, is a trust to you from your beloved I Am presence, from the I Am presence in the great central sun, that you may call this cosmic Christ fire into victorious action, into everything that you contact, until mastery is yours forever. So life trusts you with the glory of its own heart, the mighty I Am presence that gives that fire for your eternal happiness. Know that that is your home. That is where you once dwelt in the glorious communion with your own beloved I Am presence and with us in the glorious manifestations of perfection. That is the home from whence you came. That is the mighty gift to which you are heir. And that pours forth from the open door, or through the open door, of your attention to your I Am presence and to us. It comes not from the physical world, yet comes not from any human desire, but this great mastery of cosmic Christ victory comes from only your beloved I Am presence and our great octave of life. And we are trusting that you will call it forth through that open door of your attention to establish its permanent action in all physical activities of the outer world with which you are concerned or that are brought to your attention, that this fire may live forever and expand its perfection to bring joy and freedom and the ascension to all. It is by your call for this magnificent gift of life, the fiery victory of the cosmic Christ, that you are taken into your ascension. So the more you use it to correct conditions in the physical world, the nearer you are drawing to that moment when it takes you into its heart, and you, manifesting in the outer, the perfected being of the sacred fire, go forward a creator of worlds. You may just as well learn to be the creator of perfection in this world by your demand for the fiery victory of the cosmic Christ to here and now fill your world and all you contact. You may just as well have that as the limitations of the outer. No matter what the appearance seems to be, dear ones, every appearance in this world is changing every instant. And therefore, the more you draw this cosmic Christ fire into the physical octave, the quicker must every destructive appearance change for the better. No earnest effort is ever lost. How one day the human must be annihilated from every life stream on this earth. And it is your privilege and ours to use this great cosmic Christ fire to annihilate that which has tortured life and return every life stream to its own I Am presence to fulfill the great divine plan. And the joy of rendering that service takes you beyond the outer self. And there, only the cosmic fiery love of the God presence of life exists to bless all with eternal happiness and perfection. Use my name, the name of the mighty I Am presence, my name, the name of any ascended master. Our life, through your calls to the victorious cosmic Christ fire, will fulfill your every call, and the world must become yours as you perfect it and return it to God. Beloved ones, do you realize your life of the outer self is given to you by your presence? The manifestations of the physical world were created and placed here in the beginning by the great cosmic beings who love to give perfection into the universe. All has come from above. Therefore, as you turn all the attention and energy of the outer self to your beloved I Am presence, and do this call for the great cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ, and you demand this world become a son of that flame, and your world become the perfection of its ever-expanding joy, then does its reality in you reveal to the world about you the mastery on the perfection that mankind can never again oppose or deny. It is all of all. It is the home from whence you came. Come, return into the use of the master powers of life, and let the great cosmic Christ, the perfection of love supreme, pour its flame into this world until all, unlike that love, has vanished forever. Such is the power of the great central sun magnet. That magnetic power of the fiery love from the central sun, the mighty I Am presence of all creation, and you are free to use it anytime, all the time, without limit will it answer you. And after tonight, as you feel my presence in that fire becoming closer and more powerful about you, will you wonder that we could have ever seemed to have been apart? Then will you go forward with our legions of the cosmic fire to do that which only the cosmic law can permit you to do while you remain unascended in these bodies. You may have this in outer action without limit to correct what you will in this octave so long as you demand the fulfillment of the great divine plan. To the glory of that great flame of God's immortal heart do I commend you, and to your beloved I Am presence may it lift you until there are no veils between, and never again is there a breath of anything in your world but the glory of its love in eternal, conscious, victorious command. Thank you. Tonight, with all the fiery love of my heart, may our devotion to that flame fill the world with its presence until all have become its perfection for eternity. Thank you, and good night. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for your love and your cosmic fire tonight. Make us your ascended Jesus Christ heart of the victorious cosmic Christ fire. Make us your heart in action here, and compel everything we approach to become your perfection forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal victory of the great cosmic Christ fire of all creation. And in that ascended Jesus Christ presence, let us stand its fiery dominion in this world, until whatever we contact is compelled to be set free forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all the cosmic Christ fire of your heart, and make us the victory of your love in this world, in all physical action, though there is no authority in existence but your perfection of that cosmic Christ love. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Master Jesus. Thank you, precious Saint Germain and mighty Victory, and all who have come to assist the people of Earth. Clothe us in your cosmic fire, and forever consume all else. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel that unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and clothing us in the immortal fiery victory of the cosmic Christ, make us the glory of its love in action, and wherever we move, establish that flame for all eternity. And we accept the fulfillment of our calls, even as our hearts make them. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever cosmic fire Now the victorious cosmic Christ is necessary to give that one mighty stroke of world-enfolding flame that moves into outer action and consumes the sinister force for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the fulfillment of the great divine plan for the ascension of all. And we accept only that which fulfills our calls, even as they go forth. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the love, all the help, all the power of the victorious cosmic Christ fire to move in through and around us all, forgive all, purify all, perfect all, and compel this world set free from all that is of war forever. Compel our America set free from all that is not the immortal God government of immortal freedom of the victorious mighty I Am presence, and let that presence come forth and possess and rule us all in that mighty authority of love supreme from the victorious cosmic Christ. And beloved Master Jesus, seal us in your flaming presence and make us your ascended Jesus Christ, perfection of the cosmic Christ. In full victory, blaze its power until all are free.